The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Large crowds gathered around him. Then he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some of the seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, but the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seeds fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I will heal them. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky roads is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but has no roots and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but worldly anxieties and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Anyone who has a yard or a garden knows the challenges that come with planting and maintaining a well-kept garden that is filled with plants and flowers that are visually appealing or provide vegetables that are good to eat. However, it usually takes more work, attention, and perseverance to keep the weeds out of the garden than it does to nourish those plants and flowers that are desirable. And when there's a lack of attention, then all sorts of weeds and crabgrass and other undesirable plants start to appear. It takes a real conscientious effort to have a beautiful, flourishing garden. But the secret to a beautiful garden is, of course, the soil. What is necessary for a successful garden is soil that is rich in nutrients, organics and inorganics, and at the correct pH, along with the right conditions that foster the growth of the seeds and eliminate harmful conditions. When our Lord speaks today in the gospel, he uses the image that we are all familiar with, planting and growing and harvesting. But his words always point to much deeper truths, important realities that allows God to grow, to flourish, and produce good fruit in our lives. And so if we really want to grow in holiness, to take in the Word of God, then we must continually work at tending the soil of our soul. That is, taking care of the state of our heart so that the seeds of God will develop deep roots in our lives. As we journey through this life, there are so many things that unless rooted out of our lives will do nothing but stymie the deep rooting of God's Word in our hearts. By rooting out what is not necessary or detrimental to our lives, we allow the seeds of God to germinate, grow, and reach fullness in our lives. If the Word is not understood or is not of interest, it can easily be taken away. And you might ask, how is this possible in our modern world? And actually, it is easier than ever for this to occur. There is an overwhelming amount of pressure being exerted against our faith in our church right now. As we all have heard, recent studies have documented the declining number of parishioners that attend church on a regular basis. That the number of people that understand the importance of baptism, Eucharist, and marriage are also declining. That there is a rise in a new form of atheism. It's the disinterested, the disillusioned, and those that think of religion in disparaging ways. If one doesn't understand the Word of God, one can easily convince themselves from a social medium just to give it up. It's just nonsense. As part of tending our garden, attending our soul, we must continue to replenish the nutriments that our soul needs through the teachings of the church, the sacrament of Eucharist, the reading of Scripture, and prayers, whereby strengthening our faith. Closely connected to people's disillusion is the rocky ground that Jesus spoke of in the gospel. Believing in the kingdom of God, believing in Jesus Christ and his teaching may produce negative feelings toward religion because his word has little meaning for many in our time. Many have no appreciation or even understanding of what the words of Jesus are trying to tell us. The thought and actions of Jesus' teaching have no priority in many people's lives. And from other people's, there is a backlash, an angered response to Jesus' words. To counter these negative attributes requires constant communication with our Lord, which enables us to resist these outside pressures and these internal denials. We cannot let our heart become like rocky soil that Christ warns us against. A commitment to Christ, the kingdom, may be at times rocky, but we cannot let our heart, mind, and soul become hardened because of our trials. It is a fact that no matter how hard we attempt to tend to our garden, there's always a weed or unwanted growth that appears out of nowhere and very unexpectedly. The same problem can take place in our own lives and spiritual journey. It is quite easy to become so absorbed in the daily responsibility, such as career, family, school, social obligations, that there is little time or energy left for God. If we don't make time to allow the Word of God to take root in us, if we don't put that extra effort in letting the Word of God develop in our lives, then ultimately our faith will too wither like the seeds that had no soil and die because of lack. Our faith will be choked out by weeds and thorns with all of our anxieties about life and making a living and making a good living and having more toys than our neighbor. Ultimately, in that, the weeds will win and our faith will die because it's been choked out by this world. And so it is a matter of choice, a matter of our will. Where do we spend our time? Now, there is a reward for our efforts of righteousness. The reward for a person who truly plants the Word of God in their heart and life sees a flourishing of beauty and growth within them. A flourish of beauty and growth because the soul will be more reflective of the image of God. Their soul will draw closer to the perfect state of God. And as it does, it will become more alive than ever in God. Nourishing the garden of our souls will allow us to produce good fruit, whereby our thoughts, actions will be more pleasing to God because they truly reflect God. God bless.